You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Rates for the first time in 9 years. However, ongoing global stock market volatility may delay a rate hike. Mimi Chatterman reports from New York.
Interest rates have been at near historic lows since June 2006. Since the start of the year, the Fed has hinted at a raise, first suggesting June, before pushing back a potential raise until September. Data on retail sales, industrial production, and the consumer price index all come before the Fed needs to make its decision on Thursday afternoon. Analysts remain divided over whether it will happen this month. Mimi Chahiman, New York.
Billionaire Donald Trump thinks American CEOs are making too much money, but there isn't much that can be done about it.
You'll take a company like, I could say, Macy's or many other companies where they put in their friends as the head of the company, and they get whatever they want, you know, because the friends love sitting on the board.
On CBS Face the Nation, the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination called it disgraceful. The top executive makes hundreds of times what average workers does. Trump also attacked hedge fund managers, then suggested they have control of some of its rivals through large campaign donations. He promised he'll be unveiling an economic plan in the coming weeks that lowers taxes on the middle class and raises them on hedge funds.
They're all supporting Jeb Bush for the most part and Hillary Clinton. And, you know, it's funny when I hear them talking about, oh, we've got to stop this and that. They don't mean it.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host today at Hot in Hunterdon. And it is September 14th, and it's Monday, and it is hot in Hunterdon. And today we have a special guest in our studio. We're going to be talking about health and healthy living and all the kinds of things we can do to make a stronger community. And as always, before I introduce our guest, we're going to talk a little bit about our quote of the day. And it is from Thomas Jefferson. And he stated, "Our greatest happiness does not depend on the condition of life in which chance has placed us, but it is always the result of a good conscience, good health, occupation, and freedom in all just pursuits." So we have the wise words of our founder. So Eric is live in the studio here, and I just keyed up your mic so now everyone can hear you.
Excellent.
So if you want to introduce yourself and we talk a little bit about healthy communities and a healthy lifestyle and how that impacts us. So maybe you could tell everyone your name and where you're from.
Sure. So my name's Eric Eisenhart. I guess not quite born, but certainly raised in Clinton Township and almost a lifelong resident. A little over 30 years now.
Now, Eric, so you know, we don't tell our age on the air.
Oh, that's okay. No worries. I didn't tell our age. I just said I've been here a little over 30 years.
It's close, but you have to be careful here. We have some rules, not a lot, but we never, ever can make any references to age around here.
No problem.
We always keep
30
that on
seconds
the low
in,
down.
I've already broken one rule. Perfect.
Well, it is perfect because I do like to break rules.
Yeah,
so
sure
you're actually in good company here.
Very good. Yeah, like I said, I'm sure I'll be asked back. Excellent. Have been in the area for quite a while. Love this area. Have chosen to raise my family in this area and be in business in this area. What I do for a living. I have a pretty unique job, a unique opportunity. I guess technically I'm one of the owners at Proactivity up in Clinton Township. And we're a health and wellness services organization. We call ourselves a human achievement company because we don't do just the traditional health and wellness services. We do a little bit of everything. But at the end of the day, our real goal is to help people, achieve health in their life, build, happier folks through health and strength. And something we were very passionate about, something we enjoyed doing.
Now, I think because you mentioned, you made a reference to an age, we're going to have to tell our listeners it's a little game we play about used-to-bes.
Used-to-bes.
So your location of your site is, yeah. It used to be.
Oh, I could go on this one.
let's have a couple.
Clinton Township did a good job of educating me on this. So let's see. So I believe the site originally was Hunter's Rest.
Ooh,
not bad.
That is aging. That is good.
So pretty far back there. And actually, I believe it was the second site of Hunter's Rest. One of my good friends, Lowell Snair, who's a lifelong county resident, gave me a little history lesson a couple days ago. So was the second location of Hunter's Rest. Then, oh man, this is going to get a little tricky. I believe it was Cardini after that.
That's good. Yep. That's very good. Yep. I think that's what most people probably remember. Yep. They had the awnings on their building. And we're talking about a location that is 1250 Route 31. And most people do know it has a lot of parking lot. It's a go on the turnaround. There's a U-turn right there into the parking lot. So it's not like some other places in Hunterdon County. You have to drive 7 miles past the location to flip a U-turn. So it is a very visible location in Hunterdon County, right on Route 31. And I think most people remember it as Cardini's, but it does have a long history.
Yeah.
And you have turned it into your center now for how long?
We've been there about six, it's almost going on 6 years.
Okay, I was going to guess seven.
Yeah.
I was going to guess seven. Well, we're going to take a little bit of break here at Hot in Hunterdon, and I know everyone wants the weather as well. So we're going to do that, and then we'll be back with Eric, and we're going to talk more about proactivity and some of the many, many services that we have. So I hope everyone stays with us.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hideen Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hideen Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hideen Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, and we are here with the weather. And I have one word for the weather today, Eric, and that is beautiful. It is beautiful. It's a great day to play hooky. It's a great day to go outside. It's a great day to run. And we're going to talk about all the running that you do and people can get engaged in the community. It is 77 degrees right now. And the entire week is just sunny with highs of 82, 84 on Wednesday, and sunny and 84 on Thursday. And I didn't read the wrong thing on Wednesday and Thursday. It's duplicative. It's actually the same temperature on both days, sunny and beautiful. And I say, whoever has some sick days to burn or some vacation days, personal days, I do believe in trying to use those and get down to the beach. Beach is beautiful right now. So let's get back to you now, Eric, our little rule breaker over here in the studio. And let's talk about all the ways that you help the community and all the ways people can be engaged in your business.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you. Definitely thanks for the opportunity to come down here. Like I said, we moved into our what we call our Basecamp 31 facility about 6 years ago. We've been in business for over 15 years, believe it or not, and really started with our roots in physical therapy. Two of my siblings founded the business, both physical therapists by trade, but really got into business with the idea that there would be a better way. You know, the traditional physical therapy model often is, fix someone after they're broken, essentially. And what we found is that just wasn't good enough. If we did the right things, if we helped educate the community, our clientele, that we could often catch things before they were broken per se, or before someone maybe was in a tougher spot, whether that be illness or sickness, et cetera. So we really started putting an emphasis on kind of the educational aspects of things, whether that be lectures, whether that be in the workplace at different corporate client sites, or just community oriented. So like I said, we kind of started with our roots in physical therapy, but what we were quickly finding is that folks were really looking for more in regards to how to get the very, very most out of their health, how to live the longest and most fulfilled life. I got involved a little over a decade ago, and coming out of a background specifically in athletics and training, and really just had a passion for fitness, and it was a natural fit to really focus and kind of bring in a fitness aspect of things, again, because we know that strength and fitness is such a critical component, exercise is such a critical component for a very long and full and healthy life. So we started training folks, similar to how you may train an athlete. And we kind of have this belief that everybody who walks through the door is an athlete in some regard. Anyone who really relies on their body, relies on their mind to do something in their life is an athlete, and not too far off from there. So we work with folks with that approach, very goal-oriented, all about the individual's overall achievement. And we spend some time in the goal-setting process. We spend some time looking at exercise. We spend some time looking at how an individual moves, if their body's moving the way a body should, because we know that if we put the time in up front, we can really develop a really dynamite program to help an individual, whether that be fitness-oriented, weight-loss-oriented, strength-oriented, injury prevention-oriented, athletically-oriented. We can really go far with things with that approach.
I wanted to jump back to something in the beginning you were talking about with the model, because your business model is really a little bit different when it comes to trying to fix people, or going to different insurance and, companies and workers' comp and getting tests they don't need or waiting a really long time for a test. But you have a different model. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that and how that can help businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea is not necessarily to fix people, but prevent them from having to be fixed.
You don't fix the broken over there.
Well, we do our best. We certainly
do
our best.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely get some folks, who for one circumstance or another have suffered a setback, and we certainly have the resources to get them back on track. But it's so much easier when you can prevent those things from coming down the bend. So we spend some time. We work with large and small employers, putting together workplace wellness programs. We'll go out with our team that may be a physical therapist, that may be a dietitian or someone focused on nutrition, that may be a nurse, that may be a trainer or someone with a training background, to get out and educate the population on things that they can do on their own and the importance thereof. It kind of has evolved over the years, where it started very much focused on educating from an injury prevention perspective, to now incorporating all sorts of things that we can assess. So assess, for instance, we are a licensed laboratory in the state of New Jersey, so we can go in and we can run a whole blood lipid profile on someone to really assess their risk for cardiovascular disease or their risk for diabetes. We have a certified diabetes educator on staff that can really help folks understand some of the things they need to do from a nutritional aspect that they can do day in and day out on their own, and hopefully prevent some of the medications, some of the procedures down the road.
And I think also, if you feel like you have a team of people from a nutritionist to a physical therapist, a team of people behind you, cheering you on. And even if you're not an athlete, it gives you that sense that you can accomplish something, that there are shared goals among all of the individuals and the staff. And it's an opportunity to build that stronger person and keep them engaged in other activities so they are along that line of prevention.
Absolutely. We know that, you know, if you don't have your health, you really don't have anything. A couple years ago, actually, really only a little over a year ago, we kind of revamped our mission, and it was a little bit more complex. But when we drilled the whole thing down, it was just building, you know, happier, stronger people through better health. And we found that to be very much the case. We found that to be a situation where we can put the resources in place for folks. They can really, really enjoy their life because they're not worrying about running to the doctor or their achy knees or sickness, essentially. They can spend time with their children. They can spend time out with their friends, just doing things.
Running.
Running, yeah, sure. We could talk about that all day long.
Absolutely.
I'm getting text messages from my running buddies right now saying, are you running today?
You better text them back. Yes, we're going to take a little commercial break so that you can do that, because that's obviously the most important thing in the studio is to let you answer your text messages.
Is that a rule?
No, that was just sarcasm. But we'll be back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're live in the Hunterdon County Chamber Internet Radio Studio, which is at 14 Mine Street in Flemington, which also happens to be the office for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And so I have a special guest with me today. We're talking about health and community. And right before the break, we were talking about nutrition and about the importance of eating. So maybe you want to just weigh in on how there's so many different components that go to a stronger and healthier person.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so maybe 8-9 years ago, we had this situation where we were working with so many folks from an exercise perspective, and specifically folks who were looking to lose weight. They just weren't getting the exact results they wanted. They were getting fit, they were getting strong, but they really weren't taking the pounds off. And what we started to realize is that they weren't doing things on their own from a nutritional perspective that were appropriate. But we also knew that there was just so much out there as far as, misinformation, that it really became a situation where we felt like we needed to educate the consumer, educate the population, and do what we could to take down barriers to healthy food. So we opened what we call the Fuel Good Cafe. We've got a really good team over there, and we set the menu up specifically so that it would do really just what the name says. It would fuel you good. It would give each individual the proper nutrients without too many calories, the proper macronutrients, micronutrients, a lot of different plant-based options, a lot of different healthier options to help someone down the road to a healthier life.
So your business really has evolved into what the needs of the community are and then what you can provide as part of a full range of services.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a neat journey. We're certainly not there yet. I wouldn't say we've cracked the code entirely, but it's been really great. You know, we've been so very blessed with staff and clientele that has just been so engaged. We often, to be honest, found ourselves in a situation where folks would show up to their sessions, be that physical therapy or exercise training session. They'd show up early, they'd stay late, they'd be kind of huddled around our front desk at our old location, just talking with one another, developing great relationships with each other. So when we opened the new site, which is not so new anymore, we really wanted to make it a community center. We really wanted to make it a place, you know, really not a training facility, not a rehab facility, not a cafe, but really a second home, a place that folks could come, just be themselves, let their hair down, and know that they would be surrounded by folks who truly and genuinely cared about their overall well-being.
So I want to point out a couple things. As someone who just learned a little bit more about Proactivity and about Fuel Good Cafe, one is, it's not a typical gym.
Correct.
So it's not a gym membership where you just go and work out. So yeah. Maybe you could let our listeners know a little bit about how you're different.
Yeah, definitely. So we are very much not a gym, not even close. There's no such thing as a general membership. Everyone in our facility, anyone that comes to train with us or work with us, starts with an individual assessment. And between that and an individual goal setting session, they're essentially assigned a coach, whether that coach has a background in physical therapy or that coach is a strength conditioning specialist or that coach is someone who has a background in nutrition. They're assigned that coach to help them put a program together, number one, help hold them accountable to that program, and ultimately help them achieve their goals. So everything's really by appointment. There's no really drop-in type situation. The cafe, of course, is open to the public. Anybody can stop in, and whether that's breakfast or lunch or light dinner, that's really just for anybody. But the training and the PT and the coaching side of things, everything is very structured.
Very structured and very individualized, even though you're doing it in a group setting. It's based on what your individual needs and goals are.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to just go back and just explain to our listeners about the Fuel Good Cafe is that, of course, as you just mentioned, anyone can stop in. But I also understand that you provide food and cater food, especially for nonprofit organizations.
Yeah. I mean, we, again, like I said, when we got into kind of, I guess, the food business, we really didn't see ourselves in that marketplace so much, but really in a spot where we would do our very best to take down barriers. So whether that be, bringing food out to different organizations, like for instance, a couple weeks back, the United Way was doing a renovation on their building. Some of the folks that are associated with our not-for-profit, Basecamp 31, which we can chat about, they had tapped us and said, hey, do you think you guys could put something together? So we linked up with the cafe, and between the cafe and the not-for-profit, we were able to provide a nice meal for the volunteers down there. But, we do that for businesses. We do that for, there's a 50th birthday party this weekend. There'll be 75 people in there. So in-house parties, out-of-house. But again, ultimately focused on providing, good fuel and a great environment so that folks can just be themselves and really connect with one another.
Okay, so I want to just make sure that we're talking about a lot of different things. So I want to make sure our listeners are really on point with us here. So Proactivity, they would contact you at a certain number to find out more about becoming a member?
Sure, yeah. So, if someone were interested, they could hit our website for sure. That's pro-activity.com. Certainly can call, ask for me. I'd be happy to talk to you about your goals and what we may do to best support them, and that's really what it's about at the end of the day. Whether you're someone who's just kind of getting started in the health realm, or just got an email from a kid who is running at the Division I level for Lehigh, and he just sent me a really nice, you know, email saying, "Hey, thanks for the work in regards to my nutrition. I just hit, you know, two PRs in the last week and was the fastest freshman." So it was really, you know, it's a neat thing to kind of get that kind of feedback.
And I think if you're someone that's struggling or thinking about doing something for the first time, and it's that goal is too big, maybe you want to do your first marathon or your first half marathon or even your first 5K or 10K. Sometimes just having that opportunity to being accountable for your own goals and writing them down. And we always talk about that here at Hot and Hunterdon, how if you want to achieve something, you have to say it, you have to visualize it, you need a future board, you need to live it, you need to dream it, you need to play music about it all day long, and you need to be focused. So you provide that kind of activity where those goals and those dreams become something that's not in the so distant future, but they become a work in progress, something you're focused on every day or every week.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we have those things. And then, of course, with the Fuel Good Cafe, you could stop in breakfast, lunch, or dinner, not just for nonprofit for catering, but for profit catering as well. And the food, I'm sure, is delicious and well-balanced and takes into account. I'm taking your word for it.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I mean, I eat there every day multiple times, so I'm a little biased. But yeah, Michelle and Sydney and Janet and the crew down there really do a fantastic job.
Now, you told us how people could get in touch with you for pro activity. How can people get in touch with the cafe?
So the cafe, yeah, it's all part of the one big happy family. So you could certainly hit the same website. There's a spot. You'll see Fuel. I can't really miss it.
Is there another sibling that's handling that? Is there another sibling?
Not any longer.
At
one point, my sister-in-law, who... she really was kind of the founding member of the cafe, really has a passion for healthy eating and healthy fuel. Kind of a longer story, but a really good one. Make the 30-second version. Her oldest child had a severe dairy allergy, and you know, how can you tell the young child, oh, you can't bring brownies into school or you can't have this? I mean, dairy is in just about everything. So she really took it upon herself to educate herself, really took it upon herself to do things to feed her family, to fuel her family. And of course, in the process of doing so, between the research and just kind of the evidence that's out there, crafted a menu that we knew we could be proud of. We knew it would help our clientele, help the community. So she in many ways was the, I guess, brainchild behind the cafe, and has since handed over to some new management who are really doing a great job.
And that is overseen as part of the pro activity, so they could go to that same website.
Yep.
And get all the information.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Well, what we're going to do now is take a little break so we can educate our listeners about the news, and then we'll be back.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A professor is dead after a shooting on the campus of Delta State University in Mississippi.
There's a lot of rumors. There are a lot of speculations out there. There have been several different names. At this point, we do have it confirmed. Ethan Schmidt is the professor that has been killed.
The Bolivar County coroner confirmed the victim was a male professor but gave no other information. Authorities in western Kentucky say the suspect in the fatal shooting of a state trooper is dead. Kentucky State Police say Joseph Johnson Shanks died of gunshot wounds suffered during his arrest this morning. Johnson Shanks is suspected of killing trooper Joseph Ponder after a traffic stop last night on I-24 in Lyon County. Marriage licenses are being issued in Rowan County, Kentucky, without the signature of Kim Davis. The Kentucky County Clerk is back on the job today after she was jailed for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Latino activists in Dallas are planning to bus people in from all over Texas for a Dump the Trump rally. The League of United Latin American Citizens is planning to protest Donald Trump's speech at Dallas American Airlines Center today. Nearly 20,000 have tickets to see Trump speak. This is USA Headline News.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online and not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
The closest Republican presidential candidate behind Donald Trump is differentiating himself from the frontrunner by apologizing.
I don't think I'd have any trouble at all doing that. But when you do something that's inappropriate, I think it's appropriate to apologize for it.
On ABC's This Week, Dr. Ben Carson said he shouldn't have questioned the billionaire's religious convictions. He also defended himself against Trump's criticism that he's too nice to win the presidency and lacks the business understanding needed for tough negotiations. Carson said he doesn't see a problem with being nice and noted that he's been on corporate boards of Kellogg's, Costco, and a biotech company. Last week, Trump joked on The Tonight Show that he would apologize for things, but only if he's ever wrong about something.
I recognize that I have plenty of energy. You know, operating on people for 10, 12, sometimes greater than 20 hours at a time, making critical decisions after many hours of intense work. But I have also spent decades in the business world, the corporate world.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Miss America has some opinions on the Deflategate scandal. During last night's competition, Miss Georgia Betty Cantrell was asked if New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady had cheated.
That's a really good question. I'm not sure. I think I'd have to be there to see the ball and feel it and make sure it was deflated or not deflated. But if there was question there, then yes, I think he cheated. If there was any question to be had, I think that he definitely cheated and that he should have been suspended.
The judges must have liked Cantrell's answer, along with her others. She earned the crown over first runner-up Miss Mississippi Hannah Roberts and second runner-up Miss Colorado Kelly Johnson. It's common for women to feel anxious about the thought of getting a mammogram. New York breast surgeon Dr. Adora Fu says 9 out of 10 women feel that way.
Mammogram anxiety is very real. Most women feel, well, what if they find something? And then other women feel, what if we can't find something?
Dr. Fu says some women also complain that it hurts and delay getting mammograms because of that. She says she sometimes prescribes an anti-anxiety pill before the breast screening test and recommends taking an over-the-counter pain reliever an hour afterward.
Don't book the mammograms a week coming up to your period because then you're hormonally very active and most women have a degree of breast pain and breast swelling and breast tenderness anyway at that point.
Dr. Fu says it's important to talk with your doctor about your fears because early detection of breast cancer saves lives.
I don't want to find anything either, but I know how important it is because early detection really saves lives.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And that was our headline news, and we're back here live in the studio, and I wanted to put it out there. If anyone wants to call into Hot and Hunterdon and reach us at the studio phone here, we can generally handle getting some callers on live, Eric. So are you up for it?
Sure.
All right. If anyone wants to call in, do so by dialing in to 908-237-0410. That's our studio phone. We could take questions about the Fuel Good Cafe Proactivity and what I've been wanting to talk about since you got here, which is Basecamp.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. Basecamp is a pretty cool thing. You know, like I had said, when we were talking about kind of transitioning over to the facility over there off Molasses Hill Road, we really had this vision of doing more than just having a place for PT or rehab or training or even cafe. We really wanted to make it a community-focused center. We really wanted to make it something that folks could feel at home with. What we really decided to do was formalize this community health-focused not-for-profit organization called Basecamp 31. And over the last, 5 to 6 years, we've really made some headway with some different community members in different areas that we believe really help facilitate community health. One of which is what I would call our active lifestyle club or our Basecamp athletic club. And that's a group of folks, everybody from just beginners to folks who are very, very advanced in their athletic endeavors. Mostly in the endurance kind of realm, walkers, runners, cyclists, triathletes, hikers. We've got a couple ultra marathoners in there, folks out on the trails. But a really, really great group of folks who are getting out there, a couple times a week together, and then certainly more frequently on their own. And we meet every Wednesday over at the track at North Hunterdon. It's a little bit informal in that, but it's 6:45 every Wednesday at North Hunterdon High School. And then every Saturday at 8 a.m. And we've really, I believe, the group has done a fantastic job of making sure that there's a place for everyone, whether that, like I said, that's someone who just getting started really, isn't up for much more than walking a couple miles. That's totally fine. That's awesome. They are welcome just as much as the person who, is a little bit more of an advanced, even up into kind of the elite realm, let's say, of endurance athlete.
Now, where does the Saturday 8 a.m. runners meet?
Yeah, so they actually meet over at Basecamp 31, our facility right off Route 31 in Molasses Hill Road.
You're trying to keep information from me, Eric?
Yeah. Every Saturday, 8 a.m., every pace group represented, from walkers to speedsters.
That's excellent. I know I talk to a lot of people that are runners, and they've tried to, running is often, for a lot of people, it's more of a solo activity.
Yeah,
it's something
sure.
you do on your own. It doesn't have to be that way, but it generally is. And I talk to a lot of runners like me who really don't participate in group things and just want to go out and do our own thing. But on the occasion where I've tried to join a group, some of the different running clubs that there are in the different areas, they really don't, they really have their core group. And then when someone comes in, even though it's their open week,
sure.
they really aren't open. But from what I understand, Basecamp is completely different.
Totally open. Absolutely. It's funny. So I myself was not a runner growing up. I wouldn't, say that by any stretch.
You just broke the second rule.
What I'm not allowed to talk about my...
You have to love running to be here. Or
oh, my goodness.
Another rule break.
All right, two. Well, I'm going for four. You said three is the record. I'm going to try and break four before I'm off the show here. So was not really a runner. And then when I got into it, certainly did so more solo. A couple years back, linked up with a couple guys that I had started training with and really found it to help hold me accountable. It just, same general theme, very specific goals. What we know is that if you hang out with healthy people that are doing active lifestyle endeavors on a daily basis, people that are eating right, people that are just good people in general, you're much more likely to do those things. And we know that, not just from our experience, but, any really study is going to tell you. I mean, look at, kids who grow up in households where eating patterns aren't necessarily optimal, or kids who grow up with parents who maybe are smokers, those kind of things do have an impact. So our group is awesome. I can't speak highly enough of them.
And I think, too, positive begets positive.
Sure.
You have to have that positive mind frame and that the people around you. If you're always hearing negative things, you start to believe things are negative. So you do need that positive and uplifting thing that sometimes only another group of people can give you. But now I know that... from being in a 5K not too long ago locally in Hunterdon County, you were actually doing the timing. That's
yeah.
another piece that you offer, is it
yeah.
not?
Yeah, yeah. I needed another job. Just ask my wife. Is that a rule? Can I break that? No,
that wasn't a rule.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
well, anyway.
Sorry.
Like any not-for-profit, Basecamp 31 relies on donations, both from members, also the community. And frankly, we needed a way to generate some income to support the different endeavors that we do. So in addition to the Basecamp Athletic Club, we have what we call our Basecamp 31 Service Corps, which is a group that goes out, folks that are interested in philanthropy or doing charitable activities. And we give scholarship away to whether that be graduating, you know, high school seniors or folks in the community in need. But of course, we need funding to do that. So we this year decided to throw our hat in the race timing realm. We've timed, I guess it's, well, I don't even know, maybe 5 or 6 races this year. We've got a couple coming up. In fact, on September 26th, we are actually going to host our very own race called the Basecamp Athletic Club Bowl. It will leave from our facility, and there's links on our website. You can go to www.bc-ac.org, and there's some links on the Basecamp Bowl, which is going to be part on the road, part on the trail. We're going to time it very, very minimal cost, really set up as a social endeavor, just kind of a fun thing to do.
What's the distance on that?
It's actually kind of one of those like pick your own ending books. it's set out to be a 10K, but there's going to be a 5K option as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
great. There's not a whole lot of 10Ks in this area, so that fills a nice,
yeah,
a nice need.
Yeah, we'll be getting up on the Round Valley Trail system a little bit, so it should be great.
Excellent. And can you get that website one more time? Because that was different than the Proactivity website.
Yeah, so totally different organization. Basecamp 31 is a not-for-profit. The Athletic Club underneath Basecamp 31, their website is www.bc-ac.org.
And just give the Proactivity website
and
one
Proactivity
more time.
And Proactivity is www.pro-activity.com.
Excellent. I know we're throwing a lot of things out there. And before we go to a quick break, Eric, can you just talk about one of your recent service activities through the Basecamp 31? I think people
sure.
would be interested to have an example of that.
Yeah. So so some of the different things we've done throughout the year, beginning of the year, the Service Corps kicked off with stream cleanup all throughout, you know, up by the Clinton area, I guess the Raritan River Watershed. I believe that's the organization that runs that. So that was one of the things. Went down, supported United Way's renovation down at their new volunteer center. Sounds like we got a caller.
It's okay.
Huh?
You could keep going and then we'll put them on hold.
No worries. It's been a really, really great year thus far. We've got plenty more things planned in the athletic realm, in the service realm. At the end of the day, really doing our best to help the community have the healthiest environment to thrive in.
Excellent. We're going to take a commercial break and then we'll be back perhaps with a caller.
All right.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Painful it must be to bruise so easily inside.
Okay, this is Georgine Trinkle from Hot and Hunterdon. We're back live on the air, and I am not taking the blame for disconnecting a caller. We apparently had a caller that came in, and then they got a little shy, I guess. I think it was they didn't want to talk to Eric. I don't think it had anything to do with me. So you're getting the full brunt of blame for that, Eric.
No problem. Put it on my tab.
All right. Now, if the caller does want to reach us again here in the studio, they can do so by calling 908-237-0410. And don't hang up this time. And we will put you on the air, and you can ask and put our guest on the hot seat over here at Hot and Hunterdon. And we can have a little bit of fun. Right before the break, we were talking about the upcoming 5K, the Base Camp Bowl. Maybe you could just hit the particulars, the date of that. We know it's going to be a 10K and or a 5K or pick your own run or walk. Sounds like everything else we've been talking about today, there's a lot of options, nothing firm and fast, but it would be great if you could give us the date and some of those particulars.
Yeah. So September 26th from our facility on Route 31 and Molasses Hill Road up in Clinton Township. Technically, it's considered Lebanon, New Jersey. But that is going to be September 26th, starting at 8 a.m. And really, the ultimate goal there is just fun. Get out, you know, just have some fun. It'll be about 5K if you take it to the end of Molasses Hill and back. If you decide to get up on the trails, we've coordinated with Round Valley, I guess it's the State Department of Parks. And we've coordinated with them to get up on the trail system a little bit and have some fun up there.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun to me, and definitely sounds like it to you. I do have one friend in particular who does not find running to be fun.
Yeah.
But it would be a way to come out and support the community.
Sure, yeah. I mean, like I said, afterward, we're going to have a little bit of just kind of refreshments, food, et cetera. It's really just kind of a fun social outing with a running cause, I guess.
Well, I think it's great. And if anyone hasn't done a 5K or a 10K and they're thinking about it, there's not a feeling like that. You know, you show up, you register or you pre-register, you get your bib, you get your little safety pins, you put them on your shirt, you check your shoes, you check your music, but you're around people who have energy and a lot of positive energy and just believe, as I do, that every run is a good run. And, you know, there's a lot of ways we can get excited about things, but I think running is definitely the way to go. And in a group activity like that, in a 5K, I think it's awesome and perfect. Norwest Cap, our food bank, has one going on Sunday at Deer Path Park in Flemington, and it's actually their 20th run that the ShopRite puts on
that
to support
awesome.
Our food bank.
Yeah,
it is so awesome, and I have gotten lost in that course during the run, but I've since I've corrected myself, and I get a map, and you know, I'm not a competitive runner. I just believe every run you just have to do the best that you can, but I love being with people who understand that, as you do, Eric, that you have to share goals and you have to have some type of measurement to know that you're moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to be honest, I hated running growing up.
That's another rule.
But
you're on a good,
yeah, that's
good
three,
path
right?
Here.
All I got is one more, and I'm the record holder.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so kind of going along with that whole record holder idea. So what I really like is finishing runs, crossing the finish line, and once you do that, you certainly find yourself getting a little bit hooked, and especially if you do that with friends and folks that you care about, it's really a great feeling. And of course, the side benefit of health improvements, fitness improvements, isn't such a bad thing either.
And they say, as a runner, if you don't cross the finish line puking, you haven't done a good job.
Everyone should experience that once in their life.
I mean, that is how you know there's nothing left in the tank. You gave it all, and not everything in life can we really just give our all. We always such a guarded society and so cynical, and you know, we're always holding back in some arena, but running, you just give it all, and
just
let it fly and be around people that are there and supporting the community. And it's a great way to get involved without really giving a big commitment. If you're commitment shy like I am, it's just one day, you're done in usually under 30 minutes, 5K, usually you're cleaned up and home within an hour and a half. stuff. So it's a great way to get out there. So I just want to, we have about 10 minutes left in the studio. I just want to go back and touch on the different activities that you do. Let's start with proactivity. Just give some a brief synopsis and how to contact you. And I feel like we gave our listeners a roadmap to all of these different options.
Yeah, sure. So as I said in the beginning, Proactivity, we're a human achievement company. We focus on health and wellness services. And whether your goal is just kind of get moving again or conquer the world, you know, we're here for you. Whether that's here for you with the team of our physical therapists, with our training staff, with folks who are focused more on nutrition. Whether you're someone who just wants to eat a little bit healthier and you need a place to do that, we have our Feel Good Cafe. But regardless of your goal, our team's there for you. We want to help you get healthier, stronger, and ultimately live a really full and healthy life.
That's excellent. And the Feel Good Cafe, how is there a phone number you can give again, Eric?
Yeah, so
that?
Just call the main line, 908-730-6640.
Excellent. And tell me, do you have any community projects coming up for Base Camp 31?
So let's see. So we just finished up. The last one that we did was sent a group out to Camp Fatima up at the Baptist Church to help set up for that. The next thing we're really pushing towards is the Flemington Turkey Trot. Every year we put a really good team, about 200 folks come out that have you know, just members of the community, and they join our team. They join Base Camp Athletic Club, even just for the day.
Let's explain to our listeners, if no one has experienced the absolute lovely craziness of the Turkey Trot, maybe you can let people know what that is.
Yeah, so the Turkey Trot is a 5K. They also have, I think it's a one-mile fun walk put on by the Center for Educational Advancement, and Mike and Tracy and their team. Over there do a fantastic job. That is a not-for-profit. It's a school for folks that helps them with placement down the road and employment opportunities, usually folks with special needs.
And they do a lot to support independent living and the community. And some of our listeners may have run for them with the balloons at the end of July.
Yep, they're hooked up with that too.
But their main fundraiser that they count on every year is the Turkey Trot.
So they do a fantastic job. We've been working with Mike and his team for almost a decade now and putting a team in each year. We always pride ourselves on being the biggest and baddest out there and having the most fun. But one of the things we're going to do this year, I guess I'm probably letting the cat out of the bag here right now, but that's okay.
That's good.
It just goes with it. One of the things we're going to do this year is in the next couple weeks, we're going to be transitioning the focus of a lot of our athletes, a lot of the folks in the athletic club are going to be focusing on that race and are going to be available to help folks who are just getting started, or maybe to your point, some of those folks who have never done that distance before. We're going to be available to support them kind of in their progression over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
That is fantastic. And no one has run the Turkey Trot. I have to say, you have to experience it at least once. They have about 10,000 runners.
Yeah, it's big, yeah.
And you get caught up in the crowd. You can't move. Whatever your pace is, you have to line up there because there's no moving once the race starts. You're carried away. And I think they usually have something fun with a pet. There's usually a pet walk, and it's usually pet friendly, and they have music going on early in the morning. I know a couple times I've done it, it's been snowing right in the middle of the race, and it's icy and slippery, and you're thinking, what am I doing? I'm not a normal person. And then you embrace what's not normal. So it's a great thing. But CEA really counts on that as their main fundraised activity. They support a lot of people in the community, be independent and have really, really productive lives. So it's a great thing to do. Now, not everyone needs to be competitive.
Absolutely
and
just go out and run. I mean, plenty of room for walkers.
If you are a little bit competitive and you want a little help.
If you're competitive, there will be a place for you for sure. It's actually a very competitive race up towards the front. I don't find myself up there very often, but it's a great, great event. And it's totally family friendly. It's almost like a community reunion. You know, you see people you haven't seen in a decade. The kids are home from college. It's just a really, really great community event.
I know they changed the time, and it was much better, I thought, when it was earlier, and then they changed the time. So just go Google Turkey Trot. They've already got their information out there, and you could find out the information. And it's great to support Flemington, too.
Or join our team. We're going to be putting our team together. We want to beat our record is 210, I believe. So this year we're hoping to break our own record. So we'd love to have you on our team.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to take Eric up on that. And I want to just give the website again for ProActivity. So it's www.pro-activity.com. You can look around there. I'm sure there's links to Basecamp and to the Feel Good Cafe from there.
Yeah, you'll find us. Yep, for sure.
Excellent. And I want to thank Eric for the work he does to support healthier communities by helping individuals, being goal-oriented, and the scholarship program that really helps a lot of athletes that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford some of the special needs that they have as an athlete. And I think it's great when you get an email or a text, preferably not during my show, of course, but from a Division I runner or so an athlete that has actually achieved a goal. There's no better feeling than to put something out there, have a stretch goal, and then to surpass it. It's an amazing, amazing experience. So thank you, Eric, for joining us here at Hot and Hunted In today. And I'm hoping that you had a good time, even though you were not a rule break record setter today.
I only tied it at 3, huh?
Yeah, you did.
I can think of something to do real quick.
You have a minute left, so.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. You know, I couldn't echo your sentiments any further. I think there's no greater feeling than helping someone else achieve their goal. Athletic, not athletic, it doesn't matter. It's all about helping other folks.
Excellent. And every run is a good run in our world. So thank everyone for staying with us here at Hot and Hunted In. We have Ruth Ann Celebration Hour coming up next. And she had a little guest switch, but she definitely has a guest coming on. And you can listen to her for the next hour with her guest. She always has some joy to share with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A professor is dead after a shooting on the campus of Delta State University in Mississippi.
There's a lot of rumors. There are a lot of speculations out there. There have been several different names. At this point, we do have it confirmed. Ethan Schmidt is the professor that has been killed.
The Bolivar County coroner confirmed the victim was a male professor but gave no other information. Authorities in western Kentucky say the suspect in the fatal shooting of a state trooper is dead. Kentucky State Police say Joseph Johnson Shanks died of gunshot wounds suffered during his arrest this morning. Johnson Shanks is suspected of killing trooper Joseph Ponder after a traffic stop last night on I-24 in Lyon County. Marriage licenses are being issued in Rowan County, Kentucky, without the signature of Kim Davis. The Kentucky County Clerk is back on the job today after she was jailed for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Latino activists in Dallas are planning to bus people in from all over Texas for a Dump the Trump rally. The League of United Latin American Citizens is planning to protest Donald Trump's speech at Dallas American Airlines Center today. Nearly 20,000 have tickets to see Trump speak. This is USA Headline News.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online and not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
The closest Republican presidential candidate behind Donald Trump is differentiating himself from the frontrunner by apologizing.
I don't think I'd have any trouble at all doing that. But when you do something that's inappropriate, I think it's appropriate to apologize for it.
On ABC's This Week, Dr. Ben Carson said he shouldn't have questioned the billionaire's religious convictions. He also defended himself against Trump's criticism.